Hi, I am a resident of Oakmont Village. I'm calling about item 34C upcoming for the next BOS meeting. I am against the LGV shelter becoming permanent or being expanded. I am concerned about increased fire danger in the area. It's a higher risk area for fire. Also the increased criminal drug use in the area and increasing crime risk. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Diane Davis. I'm a 3-year resident of Oakmont. I'm calling regarding agenda item 34C, the future of the Los Gilicos homeless encampment shelter. I am empathetic that it seems as though the Board of Supervisors is having to make a choice between the best interests of two vulnerable groups of people. I would like to point out that Oakmont has its share of vulnerable individuals. I see many of them every day when I'm out on my walk, and am always pleased that they have a safe place in which to walk and live. I also want to point out that the individuals in Oakmont volunteer in the community at large. They support the local economy, and we all pay quite hefty property taxes to Sonoma County. I came out here, and I know there are others too who lost homes in the Tubbs fire. The collective trauma in our community after 3 years of fires, smoke from the Paradise Fire, PG&E shutoffs, all of that is palpable. Adding to the trauma by allowing the shelter to continue out here is unconscionable on the part of our Board of Supervisors. I supported the shelter being out here on a temporary basis based on promises of safety, security, ground rules, transportation, and the like that were made by the Board of Supervisors. I'm 100% opposed to continuing the shelter in our neighborhood, and most especially without the continuation of the support services that I just mentioned. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Cynthia Beck, and I'm referring to the vote on Los Gilicos Village on July 7th. I'm addressing item 34C on the agenda. I want to say that I am not inherently opposed to making this site permanent for homeless individuals. I think that this is a good model, provided the county has the will to keep funding it adequately. And what I would like to see is expanded to include workshops, maybe a wood shop, gardens where people can grow produce, make crafts, have something for these individuals to do that, you know, as well as the other kinds of facilities, counseling and so on and so forth, so that they can gain some self-esteem, etc. So I'm you know, really somewhat in favor of this site. I think it's an excellent site for a certain type of homeless individual, provided the county is willing to put the money into it, not just let it fester, let it become, you know, a dumping ground, out of sight, out of mind. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. Bye-bye.
Hello, my name is Deborah Marzak. I'm calling regarding agenda item 34C relating to the Los Gilicos homeless shelter future. I am an Oakmont resident, and I remember when you set up the camp, the temporary camp, you promised, you guaranteed that it would be only until April 30th. You seem to have forgotten that, and therefore you have lost credibility with me. When I read about your plan to extend this to be a homeless, permanent homeless facility, I cannot believe that you are going to have the support of finance, supervision, and security that you currently have. In fact, you did say that cost could be prohibitive as the camp transitions to a more permanent posture, meaning that the things that made our relationship with the neighbor doable, such as 24-hour security, would be gone. Fewer shuttles going to the city and less supervision. So I strongly oppose this. I am afraid it's going to mean we're going to have unsupervised people leaving the camp and coming into our neighborhood, and there's not too many places to go around there except St. Francis Winery or Oakmont. And I know the history of homelessness brings with it problems. As much compassion as I have, I don't think this is the solution for this area or for those people. Not a permanent facility with less support. The model may have worked as a temporary facility, but not as a permanent one when you withdraw services. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Mariah Ross, and this is regarding 34C. I'm an Oakmont resident, and I'm going to keep this brief as I'm afraid my angle will overtake my reason here. We've been patient and forgiving regarding the wool being pulled over our eyes to allow the LG shelter here at all. And now to make it a permanent event is just not right. It's totally incorrect. There are no amenities for such a population, and to provide them at an enormous cost while they're already available near other venues or at other venues, it makes no sense. And we've already had incidents here at Oakmont with that population, and we don't want to have any more impact regarding it. I think that there are many better ways to spend this money that we're going to need in the future. And I think that these people are ill-served here, this close to Oakmont, and also in a place where they have to walk or take a bus or be taken somewhere at great cost to us, the taxpayers. So please hear us this time. We really do not want this to be a permanent venue. Thank you.
Hello, this is Barb Spangler calling, and I'm calling to comment on item 34C, which is the Los Guilitos homeless shelter, and I am calling to register vehement opposition to that activity. That is an inappropriate location for that site. It should not be made permanent, and I think it puts the entire part of the county at risk. I frequently walk my dog up and around over the top of the hill near Susan Gorin's old house and frequently look down and see little puffs of smoke coming from that area. I think it's a fire risk. I think it's a danger to the Oakmont community, and I think it's abhorrent that the supervisors are considering doing it. Thank you for your attention.
My name is Elihu Smith, and I am commenting on item 34C on the agenda regarding the Los Guilitos homeless shelter, which was supposed to be a temporary homeless shelter, especially because of the difficulties with transportation, lack of services, and the general problem of homeless people being in a place where they can't be supported and transitioned. You are now considering on making this permanent, despite the fact that you said you weren't going to, and despite the fact that it's going to impact residents in one and residents in the area on the Highway 12, and it is not the best thing for the homeless. They need to have services nearby. They need to have facilities nearby where they can transition into the community. Please do not make this permanent. Thank you.
My name is Florencia Scott. I live in Oakmont, and I wish to address Agenda Item 34C. I am deeply worried about the plan to make the homeless camp at Los Bulicos permanent without the budget that it's had to ensure proper security and proper resources. I think this is going to be disastrous. You're dumping this on a community of extremely vulnerable seniors, I'm really opposed to it, and I'm really scared about it and scared about the outcomes. I hope you will take this into consideration.
My name is Melissa Bowers. I live in Oakmont, and the item number on the agenda is 34C. It's in Charlie. And I've seen enough, if there's no regulations or control of the people across the Highway 12 at Los Gilagos, I have seen people, homeless, hanging out at our small little deli here in Oakmont, sitting out front, looking very disoriented and sloppy. And we do not want Joe Redondo folks living across the street from Oakmont. We maintain ourselves safely, and we do not want that to be a permanent homeless shelter. Figure it out, supervisors. It's time you finally did something instead of rolling everything down the road, kicking the can. Get them out of here. It's too far. It's too far from city. They need to be shuttled. They need to be controlled. There are hypodermic needles in the bushes over there. Oakmonters have witnessed drug deals over there on the street. So it's time to move them on. It was supposed to end April 30th, and now you're voting to extend it even more. Let's pull Santa Rosa back together and get rid of all of these homeless. Liberal as it is here, it's time to make a stand. Look at what happened in Seattle. It's out of control here already.
Hi, my name is Chris Johnson, and I am calling in reference to 34C on the upcoming meeting agenda. And as someone who has worked in the homeless space for years, providing shelter and providing long-term and in some cases permanent housing for those that have been displaced and those that are dealing with mental health issues. The location at Los Gilicos is actually not just recommended, it's actually horrible. The transportation issue is huge, access to the services that will help provide them an avenue to find their way back to a more stable life, the job training, the access to potential jobs, the access to health care, all of those things are the fact that it even showed up as a viable alternative in the beginning surprised me. But I think a lot of us were surprised we didn't get an opportunity to speak. The second component is you're placing it in a location that's directly adjacent to a highly vulnerable population. The average age over at Oakmont is 70s, and not a great place to place a facility where some of the individuals seeking help have mental health issues and physical health issues that could contain some sort of a challenge with contagions. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I hope you make the right decision.
My name is Susan Ramsey. I'm calling regarding Agenda Item 34C, Permanent Los Gilagos Village Shelter. I would like to say, first off, I'm very disappointed. I would like to know what the plans are. I would like to see some architectural drawings, some plans on what type of facility you are thinking of building over there. I totally protest this. We were totally lied to from the beginning, and I feel that the people of Sonoma and Oakmont and Kenwood and Glen Ellen should be extremely upset about this. And I just wanted to call and tell you I'm very disappointed. I'm disappointed that we were so badly misinformed. That's my comment. Disgusted. Bye.
BOS 7/7. My name is Tony Menino. I live in Oakmont. I just want to comment that in the last 3 or so months that Los Gilgos has been in functioning, I see no effect, no negative effect in the Oakmont neighborhood. I don't see people roaming the streets. I don't see noise. I don't see people exiting from the Los Gilgos or entering or hanging around the corner. So I don't think it's a problem. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Maureen Moskovic. I'm calling regarding agenda item 34C. I want to let you know that I am absolutely opposed to the shelter at Los Gilgos. Gilgos becoming going beyond November 1st. We were told it was going to be a few months in the spring, and even that was sprung on us. I am even more vehemently opposed to the way the board has gone about the public notification for this very controversial site. I am not opposed to having a shelter there. I am opposed to we not being able to have concerts and residents in the area, including Kenwood, not being able to use the park for recreation concerts, and for the fire danger that is imminent up there when there's already been one incident in the home, in the encampment where a fire was started. So I am really afraid that there might be fires there this summer. Please do not extend this beyond the November 1st, and please have a public meeting before this goes any further. The July 6th vote should have been announced long ago. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dawn Burns. I live in Oakmont. I'm calling to comment on item 34C, provide direction to staff on the future of Los Gilgos shelter. After reading Press Democrat reporter Tyler Sylvie's article last night that came to me as an alert regarding the permanency of Los Gilgos, I wanted to share my concerns with you. I cannot stress enough my disappointment and anger I feel about this board, frankly, lying to us all along about LG only being temporary. You have all heard from many of us the reasons why this camp at this location was not appropriate. I will not take the time to rehash those reasons now. If you vote to make LG permanent and do not keep the existing security measures, rules, etc. in place, then you are putting 4,500 elderly residents of Oakmont in danger, as well as the juveniles housed at the children's home. Please do the right thing for everyone, including the homeless, and do not vote to make this permanent. Please close this down by August 1st before the winds begin to blow in the fall and fire danger is upon us once again. Thank you for your time.
My name is Nancy Holman. I'm objecting to 34C. We were told in Oakmont that this would be a temporary shelter. The County Board of Supervisors lied to us. They told us it would be removed by April 30th. The site is not appropriate, and now we're told that there won't be appropriate oversight. We are a community of elderly people, and right now we do not want the Los Gilgos homeless shelter in Los Gilgos. It needs to be removed. It is ridiculous that you lie to us all the time, and there are many lawsuits coming up against you because of this horrendous action. It is not an appropriate site. There's no outreach. There's nothing for the people to do except to sabotage the local neighbors. Please vote no on 34C. Thank you.
This is Peggy Dombeck. I live in Oakmont, and I just heard that you may be making the Los Gilgos Village permanent. This is absolutely horrible. we cannot have any confidence at all in the Board of Supervisors when you lie to us like this. You said it would be temporary, and you should keep to your word. This is a tremendous fire hazard and safety hazard, and I hope you do not do that. It is absolutely horrible of you to even think of making this permanent. This is not the right place to have a homeless shelter so far away from services. I hope you listen to this.
Yes, my name is Leslie Walseth. I live in Oakmont, California. I'm addressing item number 34C on the agenda of LGV Homeless Shelter, the future. I'd like to state my opposition and the reasons why this was never brought up to be a permanent solution. It was just a temporary thing, and I believe that it's addressing the property values of my home. I'd like you to reconsider and move this thing someplace else. If it gets any bigger, we're going to have big problems with the druggies and everything else here. Please move this location somewhere that's applicable. Thank you.
My name is Leo Cook, and I'm addressing 34C, the Los Gilicos Homeless Encampment. The encampment seemed to be adequate, even though I was extremely against it being put in there in the first place due to the logistics of the area being so far from Santa Rosa, period. I think that the idea of continuing the camp is okay as long as the transportation needs of the people there are met, period. If you cannot afford to transport the people to and from that area, it's going to be a nightmare scenario, because what are they going to do? Are they going to take their bicycles along Highway 12? Or are they going to walk along Highway 12? Are they going to walk into Oakmont? They will not have the transportation needed that basically prevented anybody from really seeing them come and go from the camp. So if you cannot provide transportation, if it's too expensive, the camp cannot go on. It will be a disaster. Somebody's going to get hurt either on Highway 12, or somebody's going to go into Oakmont and hurt somebody. It's going to be a disaster. So if you cannot afford transportation, I say dismantle it and put it somewhere closer into Santa Rosa. Thank you.
Marilyn Noah, Oakmont homeowner and taxpayer, commenting on agenda item 34C, entitled Directions to Staff Regarding the Los Gilicos Homeless Shelter Future. I am opposed to the Los Gilicos Homeless Shelter becoming permanent. Businesses along Highway 12 from Sonoma to Santa Rosa need visitor dollars spent in our county. Creating a situation wherein uncontrolled homeless individuals put themselves and visitors at risk of injury along Highway 12 is irresponsible and laughable. Regarding the proximity of Los Gilicos to Oakmont, placing an uncontrolled homeless population so near to a community of 4,000 or more vulnerable seniors will give Sonoma County national attention for terrible government. The fear of the Los Gilicos situation, even as it is today, is rampant in Oakmont. Keep in mind that in Oakmont, the majority of residents are single women. Those few individuals in Oakmont who volunteer to serve food or whatever at the Los Gilicos facility are a very small minority. Removing the homeless shelter from Los Gilicos. Remove it. Do not let it extend. Making it permanent will be a disaster for Sonoma County's economy, image, and quality.
Deborah Cadeau, I'm a resident of Oakmont. I'm calling regarding agenda item 34C in regards to the future of Los Gilicos Village shelter. I am opposed to continuing that shelter as a permanent location to house homeless without any security or oversight. I am disappointed that we were told that that would be a 3-month shelter originally, then it was extended, and now we're being told that it's being considered for a permanent location. I am opposed because of fire damage as well as the possibility of creating another Joe Rodota trail in fire danger, one way in, one way out area. Thank you.
Yes, I'm commenting on item 34C. C is in Charlie. My name is Donna Gleckler. I am opposed to making the permanent Los Guillicos shelter. I'm sorry, mispronunciation. I'm opposed to making that permanent. Thank you. Bye.
Jacqueline Kinney. I'm calling about item 34C. I'm calling because I really believe that the Los Guillicos Center is not a permanent place that makes sense for anybody. They really need to have, the homeless need to be in a different area with wraparound services available, like the fairgrounds, like many of the places that are available that are Sam Jones expanded. There needs to be places where these little houses can be taken that will give them, along with others, a much better service and will definitely be better all the way around. Big mistake. If we lose that in terms of services for them, like the van, like some of the restrictions that are there that help them and help us, I think we're making a huge mistake and you're going to have a big pushback. Thank you.
My name is Judy. No on 34C, the agenda for the meeting on Tuesday. We were told 6 months max. It would be a fire hazard. They cannot continue the security. The homeless people want to be closer to town. So do not make a permanent homeless camp out here. Thank you.
Hello. I am calling about agenda item 34C. My name is Carol King, and I live in Oakmont. I am very opposed to Los Guillicos continuing on any basis. I want that not permanently there. It needs to go. It was supposed to be temporary. You've never let the people in Oakmont do anything about it. You have blindsided us before by opening it. Please get rid of it. Do not staff it. Let this thing stop. It needs to be temporary. Get those people out of here.
Elaine Bennett, regarding agenda item 34C, related to the future of Los Guillicos homeless camp, village shelter. I object strongly. You have placed this in a high fire danger area. It is extremely expensive, and you're wasting tax dollars, taxpayer dollars, on a remote location that costs much more to serve by not having it close to facilities and amenities and services. Relaxing security and other considerations such as multiple generators, smoking while they're walking around over there, the drug deals that I've heard are going on there, all of these things increase the odds of problems, especially the relaxed security, and if there's a fire there, which we don't need, we will have, I'm guessing there's potential for legal action because you've been advised of this. So I urge you strongly to let loose of the idea of making this shelter permanent out here. It's wrong on so many levels. We have got for sale signs up all over the community because of this potential action. This will reduce housing values and it will reduce your tax dollars. Also, no one appreciates your deceit. We know going into this, the likelihood that you were going to try to do this, no one appreciates your deceit, and I hope it comes back to bite you. Thank you.
This is Al Bentham, B-E-N-T-H-A-M. So much for trust. Action item 34C. It's my understanding that the homeless encampment at Los Willikas is to become permanent. I'm not sure I trust anybody any longer.
Yes, my name is Mary Myers. The agenda item is 34C. And I'd like to comment on opposed to the item, and here are my reasons. First of all, let it be known, I am not an elitist NIMBYist. I am a liberal Democrat, but I do have some real-life experiences with this, and they include being accosted repeatedly in San Francisco by the homeless, having one of my neighbors hacked to death by a homeless person in Mill Valley. The homeless person had just been released 2 days prior from Napa. And having watched for years the city of Berkeley go totally down the drain, it is, the encampments are everywhere and the city is simply blighted. So I've seen it. I disapprove of what's going on. We have not come up with a viable solution. This is merely moving the problem from one supervisor's district into another, but you're not solving the problem. And what you're doing is putting those of us in Oakmont at risk. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, hi. My name is Carolyn Green, and I live in Oakmont. My phone number is area code 805-443-7289. And I am calling on item 34C on your upcoming meeting. I'm concerned about the encampment. I'm not necessarily opposed to its being permanent. However, I think we need to know what the future security requirements are going to be. Will they continue as they are now? Will people be required to stay in and observe a curfew? I'd like to know exactly what any new regulations might be, and that there be a regular liaison with our Oakmont committee and with our OVA president, Steve Spanier. And we are concerned about expansion. Right now it's, 40, 60 homes? Could it be a couple hundred homes? Why would that not be able to happen? And I'm also concerned about what the cost is to date and what the future budgeted costs are going to be. And finally, I must have missed it somewhere, but I don't understand why the fairgrounds is not a possible alternate or additional site for homeless encampments, especially with the fair not being held this year. So anyway, thank you very much. Thank you for your service. You have a very difficult job, and I will look forward to hearing the results of the meeting. All right? Thank
Catherine
you.
Catherine Staples. I am a resident of Oakmont, and I am referring to Article C on the agenda, the LGV homeless situation. I understand that you are attempting to put homeless next to the Los Galicos residents that are already there. I think this is a very poor idea. We have no facilities out here. There are no foods. There are no gas stations. There is nothing to make it enjoyable for this group of people to be out here. It's also going to be an imposition on 3,000 people that are living here in Oakmont. They will have campers on their yard, people in tents, and it'll look like the Joe Rodota Trail. I am definitely opposed to this. Also, I feel it will morph into a fire hazard. And I think you really need to think about this community that was so open when we got the first group of people in, and we said, okay, it'll be extended. This is not a place to put people who have no visible means of support and who have no amenities to help them along. I am against this, and I think you need to rethink this whole position. Thank you.
My name is Roger Zapparelli, and I'm speaking in regards to the Los Galicos Village that is being proposed as a homeless permanent site. I just want you to know that I'm strongly against it. the costs are going to be overwhelming. The roads are going to be blocked during fire evacuations. You're putting and placing residents in a high value of risk, and the residents of Sonoma County would be much better served if you would find another location. Stop and stop not keeping your word. Move the shelter as promised. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Patricia Dolan, 415-517-0402. I own a home in Oakmont on Twin Lakes Circle, and I am calling to oppose the making permanent the Los Gilgos site for the homeless. I think this is wrong on many, many fronts, and I think it is highly irresponsible of the board to do that. Not only did you lie to the community here and to the residents in the valley here, but you're also putting all of us at great risk of a fire. There is no way to get out to begin with except Route 12, and now you're adding more of a fire risk by putting people with mental health issues and drug addictions in that area. And I know something about that issue. I happen to have a clinical license in the state of California. There's a lot of people that can't follow rules, a lot of them who relapse, a lot of people who wonder about, they bring their friends into the area. Okay, so this is what happens. You should not be moving the problem from West Santa Rosa out into the regional areas, which are so remote, where there are no services for these folks, where there is also the possibility of the camping out and setting fires in an area that's hard to reach and which is already very, very prone to fire and which has a recent fire history. This is a problem. It's a very high expense for the shuttles, for the supervision, which, of course, we know won't happen. You will stop that supervision because you won't have the money, especially with this pandemic and all those costs. You know, and it's just a waste of money, and it's a very, very big risk. And my prediction, and you can absolutely play this in your meeting, is that you are opening yourself up to a lawsuit. You are opening this county up to a very big lawsuit, should there be a problem, which there will be. It's almost inevitable. Okay? I am opposed, vehemently opposed. Please don't be condescending. Those of you vain and the different ones who think, oh yes, they're gonna be some that are very vocal, and we can prove that we have helped a handful of people.
My name is Patty Zapparelli. I'm speaking on agenda item 34C. We in Oakmont have been repeatedly lied to by this Board of Supervisors. When the shelter was voted to be built in LGV, Shirley Zane argued that having it in her district would be too dangerous because there would be rampant drug use and use needles in bushes. So it got voted in to be placed in a remote location far away from city services. Yet when she visited LGV, she was wowed and said she was looking at 60 Miracle. Guess there were no needles laying around in the bushes, and it was safe. It was then promised by the Board of Supervisors in a letter to all of Oakmont that LGV would be closed at the end of April. Then the goalposts were moved while studies were done to choose a more permanent location. Translation, more money spent. That date got moved to the end of July and COVID came along. Were the county people not able to work from home on a solution? From Jack Tibbetts, we learned the Board of Supervisors guaranteed it would be closed at the end of November. Smoke and mirrors all along. I am strongly opposed to LGV being permanent. This is an easy way out for the board, but not the residents of Oakmont you represent. Here are the following reasons. The $5 million cost to the county, $55,000 per month per resident, while our tax dollars are used to not fix our crumbling roads, shoulder-high weeds throughout the city, and litter abounding. The residents of LGV are better served by being closer to services, reducing costly shuttle service. The residents would be more likely to walk to appointments, stores, and medical facilities. There's also a high fire danger zone with no sprinklers in the shelters. And there's
this is for agenda item 34C. My name is Kat Stevens. I live in Oakmont, and I do not oppose making
this place across the street, the homeless shelter permanent. I don't even know they're there. And we need to be kind and loving to less fortunate people, especially at this time. So those are my comments. Go ahead and make it permanent and quit listening to those naysayers who don't want something like that in their backyard. We don't even know it's there. Come on. Thank you. Bye.
My name is Wendy Holman. I'm calling about agenda item 34C, as in Charlie. I live in Oakmont, very close to Los Gilicos. I am strongly opposed to the shelter becoming permanent. My primary reason is the added fire risk to both the guests that live at that community, plus, of course, to all the homeowners across Highway 12. We are already under a lot of fire risk here, have experienced hardships in the past. Many of the guests, I understand, are smokers. Without constant and careful observation, we all know smokers are not always careful, and all it takes is a spark. I don't believe that this should be permanent. It should never go beyond October, when our strong fire season begins, let alone November. It adds too much risk to our older, vulnerable population.
My name is Frank Doherty.
This is regarding 34C, the homeless shelter. I'm a resident of Oakmont. I can't believe you are so irresponsible and uncaring to allow that to continue without any kind of security. You stunned me.
Hi, my name is Laurel King, and I would like to comment on agenda item 34C. I am extremely upset and angry that the Board of Supervisors is considering making Los Gilicos a permanent solution. I agree we need these types of things, of residences for homeless people, but this is the wrong place for it. Los Gilicos is located in the Sonoma Valley in a wildfire area that is very critical. It's a wild, let me say that right. It's an area that there's a lot of wildlife and wild landscaping, and it's a very high fire danger and very windy in this spot. I live across Highway 12, very close, and we get a lot of winds here. And I'm extremely nervous about the fire danger. And we were promised this was a temporary solution for 3 months and then 6 months, and we've been very patient. And now you're going back on your promise that it would be temporary, and that is just making me very angry. So please keep your word and make Los Gilicos temporary and put this facility, which is a great idea, but put it where it belongs, which is not a wildfire critical danger area. Okay, this is just not right, and thank you.
I left a message with my opposition to the LGL shelter or expansion. And against that, because the fire danger in that area increased, it's really
important. My name is Stephen Grobera. I'm an Oakmont resident. I'm calling about item 34C, Los Gilicos homeless shelter. That was supposed to go through April, if I remember correctly. And now you're talking about turning it into something that it was never meant to be. I'm absolutely opposed to doing this. I've been very pleased with the situation as it has been. And I've been a supporter of it from the beginning. But this is beyond bounds of reasonableness. We do not want that shelter to be permanent and to ever be enlarged. It's just not workable to do that. Do not vote for it if you want my vote.
My name is Nicole Reed. I live in Oakmont. I'm talking about the agenda 34-C. I find the shelter is too close to juvenile and older communities, too far from town, too expensive to keep. The elimination of security, safety, and shuttle a big concern. I feel like better place can be found.
My name is Joan Killoffer, and I'm calling about Agenda 34C. I moved to Oakmont because it was supposed to be a safe place for retired people. If the homeless people remains across the road from us, it will not be safe any longer. We went along with the temporary shelter, but it is time for them to move on. There are plenty of places in Santa Rosa that they could move to. You promised that this would not be a permanent, so please do not catch us in your lie. Thank you.
Yes. My name is Gerald Warren. My wife and I live in Oakmont, in particular the Orchard area right across the street from the entrance to Los Gillicos. And we are very supportive of Los Gillicos being there, but with the services that Jack Tibbetts and his agency has provided. We are opposed to the item 34 on the agenda if there are no services like security, fire safety, etc. We feel like we have been deceived by at least four members of the Board of Supervisors. It's going to be there for 30 days, then 60 days, and now they are talking about the services being eliminated, but the Los Gillicos being a place for the homeless population. Thank you.
My name is Mike Narrett. This is for item number 34C. And it is in regard to the Los Gillicos homeless shelter. I'm against that shelter becoming permanent due to the remote location for the residents of that location, lack of services for the residents, the fire danger that they could create. There's no security at that location these days, and we're nervous about crime in a senior community. They reside next to a senior community, and crime could be a very big factor. Thank you for this.
My name is Jill Gruen, and I'm speaking to item 34C. I believe that by walking away and leaving the site without services, you're simply delaying and magnifying what will ultimately be a huge problem for everyone: the environment, the neighborhood, the supervisors, and of course, the homeless inhabitants. This course of non-action is essentially a betrayal of all that was promised by the supervisors and a thoughtless way to exacerbate and delay the inevitable disintegration of the site.
My name is Bonnie Barnes. I would like to join others in Oakmont in protesting agenda item 34C. I cannot even imagine that the board is considering placing a possibly unsecured homeless camp next to an area of the county's most vulnerable population. As Linda Hopkins stated, it has been a huge success, but she has not even questioned what is to happen when all the safeguards are removed. We all know the state of our budget will not allow long-term safeguards. I, for one, will feel very unsafe in one of the safest neighborhoods in Santa Rosa.
Hi, my name is Josephine Casebolt, and I'm calling about item number 34C. I'm a resident of the Oakmont Village, and I was very disappointed to learn that members of the City Council will be voting to make GP shelter permanent for the homeless after promising us that just 6 months ago that this would be a temporary situation only until July. Well, here it is July. And is this politics as usual? Lie to the voters and quiet their objections and then do whatever you want afterwards? Now, I also hear that you want to do away with most of the transportation and security. How could you, in all good conscience, support such a move? You should all be ashamed. We are a senior community, and you are causing us a great deal of anxiety and fearfulness. Ask yourself this. Is this the type of environment and living circumstances you would want for your own parents? Please, please reconsider this discussion and move this settlement to a more convenient location for the residences at GP and also away from us, one of the most vulnerable. Thank you for your consideration.
My name is Jerry Gladstone, and I'm an Oakmont resident, and I'd like to make comments on item number 34C. Based on comments in the Progress Democrat and county and from county officials, it appears likely that the services provided to Los Gilicos residents will either be severely cut or eliminated. What will remain will be a classic low-barrier shelter where residents will be able to come and go at will, perhaps without bus service and with seriously diminished support services. We wish to state in no uncertain terms that while reasonably satisfied with the operation of the shelter thus far, no way will we be satisfied with what appears to be the preordained outcome we are now facing. We believe the likely new Los Gilicos operating parameters will put at risk the safety of Oakmont and other surrounding residents. Hard to believe that the supervisors did not have this classic bait and switch plan in mind from the start. The fact that the agenda appeared just before a long holiday weekend makes this whole thing appear even more deceitful. The bottom line seems to be that even though Oakmont and others were told Los Gilicos shelter would be a temporary establishment, it will not be. And the safety and services employed to sell the temporary shelter will no longer be in place. Thanks for your consideration.
My name is Sherry Bell, and I live in Oakmont, Santa Rosa, California. I'm calling on item 34. I do not wish to have the homeless camp permanently located where it is now, presently across from Oakmont. Again, I do not wish the permanent. I do not wish to have a permanent camp encampment across from Oakmont. Thank you.
My name is Mrs. Grand of Oakmont. I am commenting on item 34C. I am vehemently in opposition to LGV made permanent because of a fire risk, drug dealers, safety to surrounding areas like Oakmont, primarily safety reasons. We were told that this LGV was going to be temporary. Now, come on. I vehemently oppose to it being permanent. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello. My name is Ron Kaufman, and I'm calling regarding agenda item 34C for the Board of Supervisor meeting on Tuesday, July 7th, in regard to Los Gilicos Homeless Shelter. I live in the beautiful and serene community of Oakmont. It was my understanding that the shelter would be temporary until a more suitable location was found. Now I'm hearing the possibility of the shelter to be permanent. I have a great concern that if the shelter does become permanent and does not have the same parameters that are currently in place, that we will have another Joe Rodota trail and that the inhabitants would venture into Oakmont and cause unwanted issues to occur. I moved to Oakmont. I moved to Oakmont to enjoy my retirement in peace and be surrounded by people my age that also want to live in tranquility. I did not bargain to have a homeless shelter across Highway 12 from me, and one that could possibly affect that peace and get out of control. From what I understand, there have been incidents at the temporary shelter, and this was with security and tight controls. I do not want a permanent shelter that may affect those in Oakmont in a negative way. Please respect your elders, especially those that work their entire lives, that earn their right to live in a tranquil setting, and do not place a homeless shelter across from a retirement community. Thank you.
My name is Madeline Bruley. I'm a resident of Oakmont Village. This is agenda item 34C. I am totally against having Los Gillicos as a permanent residence for homeless people, this for mentally ill people and drug-induced people who don't belong in this area. This could cause a fire damage. It could cause any kind of problems, including entering into our area unsupervised with not the proper funds to support these people. These people need to be where there's services and not in a wilderness type area and not so close to a retirement community of people who are trying to live out their days in this lovely, beautiful community. It should belong on the fairgrounds or somewhere where it's actually available for them to catch buses and go places and do things, not near a retirement community of thousands of people who feel this is a threat to their lifestyle. Thank you.
My name is Karen Patrick, and I'm calling about agenda item 34C being discussed on July 7th. Once again, the Board of Supervisors is not giving my community sufficient notice to present our objections on this issue. I am vehemently opposed to Los Gillicos becoming a permanent shelter way out here in eastern Santa Rosa, which was always considered too far from the social services the guests there need access to. To even consider making this site permanent based on the current model's success, which involved and included numerous protections and services that will be significantly reduced, is negligent, irresponsible, and underhanded. Los Gillicos presents numerous real dangers to us. There's an increased concern over fires that could begin in the encampment, the potential of an increase in crime in our community, and now we also face the risk of exposure to and spread of COVID-19 in our neighborhood of seniors. Susan Gorin is quoted as saying she will demand a plan for evacuation of village residents. What about the 4,500 Oakmont residents' evacuation plan that is non-existent? Did any of you evacuate on October 9, 2017, other than Supervisor Gorin? Well, I did with my 97-year-old neighbor, and it was horrifying. And as an aside, I lost my home in the Oakland Hills in 2001. You are putting a very vulnerable community in harm's way, and it's imperative that you find a less expensive, more centrally located, and therefore more appropriate solution for all concerned. How about in Supervisor Zane's district? Live up to the promises you made to us to allay our concerns when you first dumped this problem in the farthest reaches of Santa Rosa. Thank you kindly.